It's time to connect the dots. I'm going to talk over the music. Yeah, if you heard that song before, you hear it every week. So, maybe the song is called I Want You to Be My Idol. And you can watch it on YouTube now. You got that? I Want You to Be My Idol. The whole song is on YouTube with a fantastic visual backing to it. And you get to hear that spacey guitar goes on for like a minute and a half, I think. But anyhow, so now you know how I start my show. I start my show with the spacey guitar from my song, I Want You to Be My Idol, worth watching on YouTube. And I don't know what was worth watching. I have to mention it because it's going on. You know, the stupid, what can I call them but stupid? The stupid Democrats trying to impeach President Trump. All they're doing is making total fools of themselves. Now that the president's team is starting to talk, I was watching it this morning. I'm in the diner. They got their TV on, and I'm listening to, you know, all the blah, 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 blah about. And it turns out the Democrats have been lying as if we didn't know. And they've been leaving out important information. And they're going to end up with egg all over their face, more than they have egg on their face already. And it's pretty sad that this is what our tax dollars are going being wasted on, this stupid sham charade of one political party against the other. And it just shows you how crooked politicians are. You know, it's unbelievable. And it's the same story around the world. There's crooks everywhere in politics. And they don't care about serving the people that elected them. There might be a few that do, but there's never a majority. They all care about the lobbyists bringing them large amounts of money. Yeah, it's just a harsh reality. I just hope when the there's this thing coming called the event, when the Galactic Federation, our brothers and sisters, the good guys out there in the universe, are supposed to land on our planet. That has to happen before 2025. Go check it out yourself. The information's on the internet. And if they think they're going to come here and negotiate some kind of deal about getting things in order with the creeps that are we call elected politicians, it's not going to work out too well, because they don't realize how crooked these people are. You know, every week I ask, why don't you extraterrestrials in your spacecraft, why don't you call into my show? You need to have some dialogue with regular people like myself. You know, people that are not filthy rich, people that are not billionaires or millionaires or trillionaires. Yeah, that's right. Some of them are that rich. Anyhow, we need some real communication here. You know, we know most of us have heard the guys, David Wilcox, Corey Good, two guys you seem to favor. But let me tell you something. You know, you got to talk to a lot more people than just these two guys, because I've listened to them, and yeah, sure, they're in with the secret space program, and they have some knowledge of meeting ETs and all that, but those are really not the people they talk to. They're not a great representation of the human race, believe me. And I know, because I happen to be a better representative of the general public than most people are. And there's a lot more to the human race than you can pick up by watching the TV broadcasts. Or you have to meet with a lot of people, and I don't think you guys are doing that, you know? And I'm annoyed about that, you know? Not me personally. I could care less if you call my radio show or not. But you want to do it for the sake of the listeners and the general population of planet Earth, you know? Because you need to be negotiating with us, the people, not the fake governments. So what are you going to do? You're going to land here and you're going to try to work something out with the fake governments. These people are such professional liars. They'll agree to everything you say, but meanwhile, they'll be thinking something else. And unless you're a super mind reader, you're not going to know. These are professional liars. I just wanted to say this because I'm warning you, because you think, I don't see any talk, I don't hear any talk on Twitter or Internet about you guys want to meet with the general public, and I think that's a big, big mistake, because the general public are the real people, at least most of us are. Sure, we have the idiots in the general public arena, too, but the government people, they are the worst representatives of the human race, and I just had to say that. Hey, listen, if you got another opinion on the matter, hey, call me on the radio show. I'll listen to what you have to say. This is a call-in radio show. Number here is 888-627-6008. And I can slow down the conversation. But I just had to say a little bit about what's going on in the news. Crooks versus crooks in the courtroom. Yeah. It's interesting. What's been said by the representatives on Twitter representing the Galactic Federation, that when they land here, they're going to see that everybody is going to have to start abiding by the Galactic Codex, CODEX, and with the new system, legal system in place, that's in sync with the rest of the universe, there will be no lawyers or judges. Now, that's kind of interesting. no more lawyers or judges. Well, that is something refreshing in a way. But we'll see what happens. So far, a lot of talk, but not enough action. Anyhow, I just want to remind everybody that Global Meditation a couple weeks ago was a success, and it's going to help us get our galactic brothers and sisters to show up a little sooner, but it's still not fast enough, and we have a right to complain. We have a right to complain also why were we on planet Earth left to be the last one, supposedly, to be rescued from the dark side that still controls our world. And meanwhile, all hell is breaking loose here on Earth. I've mentioned them before, the New World Order, yeah. They're the ones that run the show from behind the scenes, influence all the governments, influence all the big money makers. If you've been paying attention to what's happening in China, listen, that's a fake virus. You know, that was created. I hear Bill Gates is involved in it. Yeah. no more Mr. Nice Guy. But, yeah, he's involved in genetic viruses and stuff like that, and that's what they're planning on doing. Come on, this is so old. It's been in science fiction movies for decades, the idea of purposely putting out a poisonous virus there to get millions and millions of people to die. And, of course, the mainstream media is playing it up like that already. Already they're playing it up. The possibility that 69 million people are going to die from this thing. And, of course, it was genetically, genetically engineered virus, just like all the other ones probably were, too. And this has been going on for a long time. And they, do you know that they keep the Black Plague out on Long Island? Yeah. Why would you keep the Black Plague, keep it alive? Obviously, they're planning on using it again. Yeah, if you're in that section of Long Island where they have all the dangerous diseases, well, you better have your ears open in your car, filled up with gas in case you have to get out of town because something's liable to go wrong in that place. And you'll mistakenly unleash the black plague on the people in Long Island. And this is the kind of world we got going, please. We got the chemtrails going, too. The 5G is broadcasting in certain places already. People are protesting against it. Were they aware of it? I tell everybody, hey, listen, you got to get yourself a meter, microwave meter. That's right. They're out there because that's the only way you're going to know as to the extent of microwave radiation you're being exposed to. You might find you're living in a really exposed building, and once you get the meter and find that out, you'll realize it's time to move out to the country or something, because away from the big antennas. In the last month, out here on the East Coast, they've been, those big antennas have been popping up all over the place. Yeah, the big tall ones, the kinds they turn into fake trees sometimes, like a fake Christmas tree to try to hide it. But they've been popping up all over the place. There's, and if you live within a mile of those things, I know by my meter, you are in serious trouble. And even if you're farther away, if the 5G is being broadcast in your area, somebody, your neighbor behind you is pulling in Wi-Fi on the 5G. It's going to go right through your body. That's right. And you're the one who's going to be getting sick. He might be too, but that's one of the biggest dangers about this. If you happen to be in between the broadcasting tower and the beam that's picking, rather, the device that's picking up the microwave radiations, it's going to be broadcasted and beamed right through your body and causing havoc with your water cells. This is worse than a virus almost. And all these things are going on at the same time. You know, plus there's the GMOs in the food, there's chlorine in the water, there's fluoride in the water, all bad things. And the chemtrail planes, it's not just blocking out the sun, it's all the poisonous particles that drift down to Earth that you end up breathing in, nanoparticles so small your body doesn't even know how to filter them out. You just suck them in as you're walking around. And you don't feel the results already, but all these dangerous things are cumulative. And forget about modern medicine. They don't have any cures for you. They won't even recognize what's happening to you because, you know, they're living in a cloud. And I'm not talking about the cloud they advertise on the TV for information sharing. Anyhow, we got a lot of bad things happening to us now. People, you know, you got to wake up. Tell your neighbors to wake up. And you got to take the initiative now. We're at a, a situation where government has become public enemy number one. And they're not going to help you. They're going to hinder you. They're going to just look the other way and pretend nothing's happening. And the only thing they're looking for is more bribe money. And this is the reality of how it is in 2020. Government is going to let you down. They're your worst enemy. They're going to participate in things to kill you. That's right. All governments are going to participate in this, including the United States. And they're doing it already with the chemtrails and the 5G. And they have no intention of doing what's right to save you. They are just allowing all the crazy scientists in the world and all the mind-controlled puppets of the New World Order to just unleash hell upon everyone. And that's our bad situation. And you don't be thinking the ETs are going to arrive soon enough. Even if they have to get here before 2025, a lot of bad things can happen in 5 years. And there's bad things on the menu right now, and they're starting to happen right now. And this latest thing in China is just an example how things are going to unravel out of control, and governments, what are they going to do, quarantine the whole world? Is that their solution? They don't have any damn solutions. But they shouldn't be allowing, you know, Bill Gates is a virus, a genetic engineering virus company, was 20 miles away only from that Wuhan, China province where the whole thing started with the Corona virus, whatever the hell it's called. It's awfully coincidental, you know, that's where it should show up. And, of course, Bill Gates, he's part of the New World Order, whether he knows it or not. Maybe he's a brainwashed puppet, but his money is being used to make things to kill you. This is where it's at. This is no joke. I mean, I'm kind of laughing at it because it's unbelievable that these people are getting away with this crap. And mainly, they are getting away with it because the World Order controls all the government people in this country and other countries around the world. And they are not going to lift a finger to save you, let alone themselves. That's how sad the situation is. So we're talking about it's time for a street. We could call it a street revolution. People have to start taking things into their own hands because government isn't going to lift a finger to help you, you know? We're not talking about going crazy. We're talking about making some tough decisions in the private sector and taking command of the situation. I've mentioned it before. Read it, the Magna Carta. It gives us the right to legal rebellion when things aren't being taken care of by government. Well, that's what we need now, a legal rebellion. And we need to start taking command of the situation. We got all these crazy people that want to take the guns away of people in America. And all those people ought to be locked up because they're creating a national security issue. Take away everybody's guns. You know why people want guns? They want guns to protect themselves from the damn crooked government. That's why they want guns. That's why they want assault rifles. I mean, come on. That's exactly why they want assault rifles. And these phony politicians get on the TV and say, why do you need an assault rifle? Well, they need an assault rifle when you, the politicians, allow authoritative people in government to create martial law situations, do house-to-house searches, and try to intimidate people. They need that firepower to protect their families from the police and from the military because these people are being turned into our enemies, courtesy of the New World Order, and you politicians are just helping them become our enemy because you're brain dead. You don't have the guts to do what's right, and you're unaware of what's going on. This is a bad situation we're all in. You better start talking to your neighbors, and those of you that have guns better start planning how to defend your neighborhood because it's not going to be, a foreign country coming in and invade you. It's going to be your own damn government. Yeah, the federal government is going to be invading your neighborhood and local police departments that are willing to enforce any law, like good Nazis, are going to be your other enemy. And this is why we need guns in America, because we have to fend for ourselves. Our government has let us down. The police have let us down. And that's it, you know. The whole damn thing needs to be changed, you know. The police need to be, they need to report to the citizens, the local citizens of the neighborhoods, and not their commanders, because their commanders are all mind-controlled already, and this whole police system that we've had is morphed into Nazi a Nazi system where the cops want to tell you, you got to listen to our commands whether you like them or not. Well, we the people don't want to play along with this routine. We don't want to roll over and play dead for the police every time they open up their damn mouth. And that's what they seem to think the way it's supposed to be. We need new laws. We need new recommendations for how the police should behave. And we need a new oversight on the police where they're not... they're not under the chain of command of their captain. They're under the chain of command of the neighborhood. And if they are not willing to serve the people in the neighborhood, they shouldn't be cops, because that's the only kind of policing we want. And the same thing in every other the country, too. We're tired of governments using police to intimidate the local population. Look what they're doing in France. Oh, my God. That dictator, Macron, I mean, he has the police out there beating the crap out of people, you know, just because they want to protest. Unarmed people, too. You know, again, the only thing that's going to stop police from terrorizing you is if you have that AK-47, you know. That's the only thing they understand. If you have a gun, then they'll... be a little more careful. If they know you don't have any weapons, man, they want to take out the clubs and beat your brains in, and they're getting away with it. Sure, not all cops want to do that, but there's enough of the bad element in all police forces that want to do that. And then you have the governments that are telling them to do that. You know, this whole situation needs to be changed. I mean, really, we need the police serving the general public, not the commanders and not the politicians. And if they're not happy with that, well, they shouldn't be the police, because that's the only kind of policing that the American people want, and other people in other nations want the same thing, too. And nobody in government is willing to talk the truth about this. Nobody is allowed to get on TV and talk the truth about this, either. You know, internet radio, you ought to be glad you're listening to internet radio, because this is the last place where we can talk about these things. You know, and it's sad, because things could be a lot better. All the solutions to all the problems in the world are known already. Why aren't the problems being solved? Because the New World Order controls the world, and they want to just make money. And, corporations are part of the New World Control, and they just want to make money. So all the decisions are about making money, not about what's right for the general population or the world, etc., etc. And this all has to change. And we can't wait for the ETs to get here. You know, it's nice to hear they're coming, and they're going to take care of certain things that we probably can't take care of. But you know what? They're a little too late showing up on this, because in the meantime, the bad guys here on Earth can kill millions, if not billions, of us. And they sure as hell can make us suffer. They're making us suffer already. And... we better start thinking about taking care of ourselves, taking matters into our own hands. Now, I'm not talking about vigilantism. I'm talking about intelligently defending ourselves from a corrupt government and corrupt police units that want to act like Nazis. We can't tolerate that kind of behavior. And we, the citizens, have to stand up and start doing something. And everything has to change, you know, just like with this Democrat-Republican nonsense, you know. Just in case you didn't know, hey, I'm running for president of the United States as a write-in candidate, because that's the only way to beat the big guys and set the example at the same time. Anybody running for president of the United States should be a write-in candidate only. No more political parties. Political parties are the problem. They created the two... system thing where it's always us versus them. That's a control mechanism set up by the people behind the scenes so that we're always in constant conflict. You know, all these conflicts around the world could be easily solved. That's why I'm running for president, because I know the trick to stop all the conflicts is ingenuity. But I'm not going to be able to use my ingenuity unless I'm the president. That's the only reason I'm running to be the president, to solve all the problems simultaneously, which is not that hard for an intelligent person like me. First of all, I have the knowledge of everything that's going on. People in the U.S. Congress don't have the knowledge. Some of them, I don't think, even have a brain. They're just there with their hand out to get bribe money. They don't have a clue what's going on in the world, and they're just play the party line and hope they can get reelected. You know, the whole thing has to change. You know, there should be no two-party system, because that's a recipe. It's a plan designed to fail. It'll always be us versus them. And that's a control tactic by whoever set it up. And we pretty much well know who it is. We have different names for them: the Deep State, the New World Order, the Illuminati. They're all one and the same. And the other powerful entities. Well, anyhow, these are important things for us to think about and talk about. Hey, this is the Call-In Radio Show. And if you have a telephone, you can actually participate. Some of you know how to use the telephone. No plastic toy phones, please. You know, this is your chance to give your two cents. I mean, we all need to hear more about people that have worked on secret projects. That's how I began my education into how bad things really were. I always knew the government was crooked and stuff, but when I started talking to people that worked on secret projects, it started with the time travel project. Somebody who was with the Montauk Project to bring back the guys that jumped ship on the Philadelphia Experiment. There's a couple of movies out about it. But when you heard the guy talk who was giving the lecture, there was a lot more truth than ever showed up in the movies. And the particular guy I was listening to, he gave the best explanation how time travel is possible, which it is. So why don't we all know about it? Well, I tell you why, because government doesn't want you to know that time travel is real. They've been hogging the time travel info since they started getting involved in it, which was 1943 with the Philadelphia Experiment. They were what, behind the ears back then, if you know that expression. And they didn't quite know what happened. But by 1983, when they brought the guys back, they knew what to do at that point in time on the Montauk Project. Of course, other technologies were being shared by dark side ETs with the secret military organizations. I believe in 1972, the American military got hold of teleportation equipment. Yeah, they're using it. And who uses the time travel machines? The people who have the big money. You know, you have to pay for those kind of things, and that's what they're reserved for, people who can afford to buy use of a time machine. And they're out there. And this kind of technology should be available to the general public. And I just want to say, you know, since I've been following the Starseeds on Twitter, they all have the same message: love is the most powerful force in the universe. And it is very powerful. It's important to smile at people during the day. It's important to say hello to people. It's important to be kind whenever you have the chance, because love is a powerful vibration, and you can pass it along from one person to the next. So don't worry about passing the virus. I mean, you know, you can pray for protection, or you can will it not to happen to you? That's right. Power of your mind is amazing. Show before me, Mr. E.T. Yoga himself, Mr. Green, he talks about it every other week, or every week, rather. Yeah, every other week. Because he has a two-week show about the psychic surgeons, the guys in China that can heal people with their minds in less than 5 minutes, get rid of what was considered by quack doctors unremovable tumors. They willed it to happen, and they proved that it works. The power of your mind is amazing, you know. Some of the expressions that have come out over the years are, you dream your existence, and by using your mind, you're dreaming, you're envisioning what you want to do, and the universe picks up on your thoughts and sets things in motion, because the universe, it's an automatic help you help everybody system. So it listens to thoughts and it helps coordinate things so that you can, at some point in time, achieve what you're looking to achieve, or your wishes will come true. Yes, dreams do come true. Wishes come true, too. That's why it's important to dream and wish about things. And then you can take it a step further, set an intention. Make a vocal affirmation about what you want to do. Pray about it. It's all done. It all connects it to the same system. Meanwhile, there's important things for you to realize to wake up. In the United States here, I believe all the states now are forcing people to wear seatbelts. There isn't one, hey, pick up the phone, call me and tell me my state doesn't force me to wear a seatbelt. But this is oppression. And you people are just going along like sheep to the slaughter, you know? Forcing people to wear a seatbelt, it's physically making you feel incarcerated in your car. That's what it's done. It's really there for us, for the psychological effect that we have you strapped in. And if you don't comply, we're going to ticket you and make you pay, you know, financially, which we know will hurt you. And these laws are evil. Seatbelt laws are evil. You know? It's sickening that everybody's willing to go along with this. And who wrote these damn stupid laws, oppressive laws? The damn no-good politicians. That's right. We don't need seatbelts to save our lives. We can save our lives without seatbelts, more lives. And we don't need vaccines being forced upon us. That's another sham to sicken and kill people. That's right, just like this new virus in China. It was artificially created to sicken and kill people. And they're succeeding in very well. And of course, it's an excuse for politicians and lawmakers to declare martial law if it comes up in your neighborhood too much. Well, we don't need, we're tired of being told what to do by ignorant people. And we have to face it. The people in government are ignorant. They're liars, they're cheats, they're lazy, do-nothing, stupid people. This whole system needs to be changed. Again, that's why I'm running for president. If you're listening to my voice and you're voting in America, you need to get in touch with me and be supportive of what I'm doing. I'm the guy with the solutions, not the Democrats or the Republicans. They're going to continue the same bullshit game till the end of time, till the ETs show up. And then they'll be told they need to end these stupid programs of stealing your taxpayers' money. That's what they do. They appropriate money for projects at way above the normal cost, and they give all the contracts out to their friends, and then they pocket all the extra money. And everybody in government is playing along with this. That, what do you think people want to become politicians for? To make money. What do you think the billionaire boy there from New York City? You know who I'm talking about. The billionaire boy from New York City running for president, spending hundreds of millions of dollars of his money because he intends to make that back if he can get elected president. Of course, he never will. I mean, but he proved that money buys everything. You know, he was mayor of New York for, you know who I'm talking about? Bloomberg, yeah. He was mayor of New York. He did his two terms. And then what did he do? He wanted more. But the law said he only could have two terms. So what did he do? He went and paid a judge to change the law so he could run a third term. And that's what with people with money, that's what they do with their money. Just like he's trying to buy this presidential election, too, coming up. But he's such a, you know, he's got no personality. He's got no solutions either. He talks about his achievements. Yeah, that's great for people that want to do the 1984 scenario, sit behind the desk, behind the computer screen, and do what they told like sheeple. Yeah, those are the kind of businesses he likes to set up. It's got nothing to do with real life or being a human being. You know, if you're not going out there in nature and communicating with the other creatures, you're not being a human being. You've already been turned into some cyborg robot. And, of course, that's another thing that's people don't realize. Those chemtrails, they're filled with nanotech robots that enter into your body, and they can affect not only your physical makeup, but they can affect your thinking, too. That's right. Turn you into a zombie. Turn you into a mind-controlled puppet. That's the devious nature of what's going on. And why is everyone allowing this to happen? I can't believe it. The Air Force, they're probably using Air Force planes to spray this shit in the air. It's poison. It's deadly. Some of it's radioactive. Some of it's insect DNA. And it's also nanotech that can alter your DNA and also turn you into a mindless puppet for the New World Order. That is what's going on. This is not science fiction. This is. The science fiction movies of the past are the reality of now. And this is all being dumped on us. And we need the people, you the listeners, we all need to stand up and do something, you know, and force government to do what we want or get rid of them, period. We need new systems of governing, of social participation. That's what it needs to be, systems of social participation. The word government is sickening. That's about governing, ruling over you. We could trace it back to the Anunnaki, the 12 planet false gods who set up their status as false gods and began governing over the human race from 300,000 years ago. Read about it. Zachariah Sitchin's 12 planet book, and he has a few other books out there that relate to it. You know, this is the real history of the Earth that children in countries of the world are not being taught. But they should be. And, you know what? Sometimes I think, when I do this show, I think cell phones were banned or something because I'll give it one more shot. If you got something important to say, this is your last chance to call into this radio show. The number is 888-627-6008. I mean, I'll tell you who I'd like to hear from. I'd like to hear from somebody in the military, because the message has to get to people in the military. You just need to read the Magna Carta and understand the concept of lawful rebellion, because I personally believe that all the generals, the top key positions, they're all being mind-controlled. Just like everyone in government is being mind-controlled. All the generals and all the services, I believe, are being mind-controlled because they're sitting back. America is under attack from the New World Order. America is under attack from the migrants. They are the soldiers, the foot soldiers for the New World Order. And you people, Army, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, you're supposed to be protecting us, the U.S. citizens. And you guys are not doing your job. And believe me, I'm qualified. I'm the most qualified commander-in-chief to ever walk the face of the earth. That's another reason I'm running for president, because without the authority of being the president, I'll show some of the people what a leader is, because I know how to assess a situation in a matter of seconds, and I know how to make a decision in a fraction of a second. And that's what real leaders know how to do. Plus, I have the knowledge of what's really going on behind the scenes. I talk about it quite frequently on this radio show, and you need to know about it, too. There's finally some pictures out there now on the Internet of the underground cities, huge, tall rooms carved out of solid rock. And they're all over, all under the ground in the United States, hundreds of them. Highways between them. I heard there's maglev trains between them. But some of the pictures have finally surfaced. And this is going on. This is where your taxpayers' money going on. They're building a hideout for the elites. And it's pretty well built already, but they're going to build more. You know, not for you, the regular people, but people that, who can pay to get in. If you have money, yeah, there's probably an underground city for you. Because part of the plan to destroy the human race is, you know, to devastate the whole outside of the planet, and the ETs, our galactic friends, are taking too slow because the final battle has begun. There's nowhere to run, and people are going to start dropping dead like flies, like it's just started in China, and it's only going to get worse. And if you're good at prayers, if you're good at telepathic communication, if you have some ET connections, well, it's time to get the message out. These guys, you know, don't come to our planet and talk about yours, how you're going to rescue us, and you're taking your damn time. I don't want to hear excuses about why you can't move things faster. Believe me, I don't want to hear it. Neither does anybody else. You guys got a lot to learn about acting on the moment at the time when the actions need to be instantaneous, and they have to be ahead of what's going to be unleashed on the human race. And there's nothing but bad things stored up that are going to start. It started already, but it's going to continue and get worse. That's why, people, you better start talking to your neighbors. You better start making plans for government lockdowns and government mistreating of you, the citizens, because it's on the menu. It's going to be happening. And I don't see the ETs are going to be showing up in time to save us. We could have 3-4 years of hell on Earth, suffering, dying, innocent people being treated like garbage and actually killed off by the millions. You ever see the movie Soylent Green? You know, that was an example of how lying the government is and the news media is in with them. You know, they were telling the people, scientists had discovered endless food supplies, quote, the Soylent Green. And what it really was, they were picking up the dead bodies every day and bring them to the processing plant. They go on the conveyor belt, the dead human body, and come out in little green chips that the news media was calling Soylent Green, you know. And they were telling you make-believe story scientists how to found out how to grow unlimited amounts of the Soylent Green chips under the ocean. Yeah. And you were being fed ground up human meat. Hey, they've already caught McDonald's with ground up human meat and horse meat. And they've caught other people with this too. It's going on already on a small scale, and it will continue and get worse. That's why people, you have to wake up. Government is your enemy. You have to go out and start setting up your own local situations that are going to be important when the official government declares martial law and starts messing with your life and interfering in your life and telling you all kinds of bad things about where to go. Yeah, go to the FEMA camp so they can kill you overnight, you know, with microwave radiations. They use the energy weapons. In fact, pictures, people have pictures of the energy weapons being used. I think one was shown in Canada the other day. And, of course, they did that in California with the Paradise fire, yeah. That was the dark side saying, look, we're so powerful, we can destroy Paradise. And they did it. And the energy weapons were used in that destruction, too. And, of course, you know, you're going to get forest fires if you're using energy weapons. You know, you melt some car down, it's mixed with some trees, well, it's going to catch the trees on fire. And this is the reality that we are in. Meanwhile, hey, I was listening to the last show on Charles. I heard Charles Green, he asked for a little help. I could use a little help, too. Listen, I'm running for president of the United States. I don't have a dime in my pocket. I'm a poor person. Basically, I just have to scrape by from check to check, you know. And who's to blame for that? Government's to blame. And the landlords are to blame, but it's government. Why do the landlords charge so much money for rent nowadays? Because, you know, because the towns are raising the taxes. Why are the towns raising the taxes? So they can pocket the money. That's why people become members of the council or the mayor's office or something like that, because when you have that city authority, you have an opportunity to make money on the side. What do you think people get involved in that for? To make money. And the people, the regular working people, are getting screwed. The amount of money we have to pay for rent, it's not only here in America, it's happening all around the world. It's ridiculous. And it's keeping everybody poor and living from paycheck to paycheck. And so I could use a little help. I have products out there for sale. I'm the only person running for president that actually has decent products for sale, so if you give a donation to me, you can get a product back for that donation. I mean, I've got two fantastic albums out there at the CD Baby Music Store. I've got videos. They're all for free on YouTube. And but the music you can buy, download the music. I got a book. It's the most educational book ever written, Connect the Dots Theory. You know, you could do something for yourself and do something for me. You know, here I am, the most qualified person ever run for president of the United States, because I know the solutions to all the problems. I know how to take command of any situation. And I know how to solve not only the American problems, but the world problems. They're not that difficult to solve. We don't have to be having wars in the Middle East forever. But and the only reason we are is because the people in government are too stupid or bought out. And it'll continue because it's all about money. You know why they'll never get out of Afghanistan? Anybody with common sense knows that. That's where they grow most of the heroin in the world. So everybody wants their share of the heroin crop. That's why there's always soldiers over there, and that's why there always will be soldiers over there. Because everybody wants their share of the heroin crop. And who better to smuggle it out than military people, of course. And again, that's another problem. In fact, why do we have these stupid things going on? Because drugs were made illegal. Who did that? The stupid politicians. You know, if you legalize all the drugs, eventually people would wise up and just take things that weren't that harmful. And some of the things you call drugs are not even drugs. Marijuana, come on, it's a plant. You know, it's not a drug. You mislabel the drugs are what you buy at the drugstore. You know, the RX sign, that's where the drugs are. You know, heroin, again, some people know plant. We know why people use it. But at the same time, if everybody had access to buy at low price and you could smoke it in public, this world would be a better place. And there's no way that you could prove me wrong on that. And you know, all these people that are against things like that, they're idiots. They're chickens. They're afraid to even try something. They don't know what they're talking about. They're mind-controlled idiots that are trying to influence, wrongfully influence people who know what they're doing. Anybody ever smoked pot, they liked it, and they had a good time. Yeah, if you find one exception to that, why should 999 people suffer because one idiot has a problem? You know, that's not the way to do it. Of course, that's how all the laws are set up now. You know, it's ridiculous. And government is ridiculous. And we need a new system, kind of like a referendum type government where all things, all decisions and all laws are made by the general public in referendums. And the job of the elected officials is to do the paperwork. That's it. And we don't even need them to be, when you think about it, it's time to make them obsolete. Because there's a better way of doing things. Anyhow, go to BBS Radio, you know. If you're listening to the show, you're listening to a good radio session. Go to BBS Radio and look up my show, Connect the Dots, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. You know, PT, Pacific Time. Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, Station 1. Click on the name of my show, Connect the Dots, and it'll take you to the CD Baby link, where you can preview 39 seconds each one of my songs. But have a heart, you know. Here, I'm the person most in need of a little support to run for president. I am the most qualified, absolutely. You know, if I had the opportunity to get on the stage with those phony politicians, they wouldn't stand a chance, really. I'd make them look like the fools they are, you know. The whole thing's a sham anyhow. When you have a moderator, the moderator runs the show.
I'm in the mood.
What's in the mood?
Uh-oh. How you doing, my friend? I had to cut in. I had to cut in and say to you, hello, my friend. I'm glad you're here.
Hello, friend.
I wanted to call in because we haven't spoken. I've been sick lately, as you know. But I've enjoyed the progress we've made, and I'm excited to get to your new project, which you have a new video that I should have brought to YouTube a week ago.
Oh, well, you know, there will be a new video coming out. That's right.
Right?
And
it's my fault it was delayed, so I'm sorry to everyone out there.
Oh, that's all right. So, hey, look forward to that new video coming out. In fact, to remind everybody, the song at the beginning of the show, it's on radio, on YouTube out there. It's called I Want You to Be My Idol. And you can start watching that one. And when it comes to the end, there's go back to the small screen and click on the icon of me where with a pair of sunglasses there, and then you can play all my videos in a row. Is that amazing? I got 7 out there. There'll be another one out next week, I believe, and it's going to continue.
You know what?
The world's record this year.
You know what? Your tracks are to music what spaghetti westerns were to TV.
Wow. I almost forgot where I was talking about the CD Baby Music Store. So I got 2 albums out there. For God's sakes, PayPal me, you know, the 12 $5 or whatever they say you have to pay to get the albums, you won't be disappointed, okay? I mean, you won't be disappointed, and you'll be helping someone out, a real presidential candidate. But I do need some support, you know? If you want justice, you got to support real people. You can't support Democrats and Republicans. And, caller, thank you for the compliments there. And, hey, I tell everybody, you know, PayPal, buy the album. If you really don't think it was worth the money, call up my show the following week and say, hey, your album sucks, all right? And I'll refund your money, you know? You can give the address and stuff, and I'll send you a money order for the refund if you really think it sucks, okay? But my stuff is really good. That's what one of the albums is called, Songs Are Better Than Dylan, because I claim it has more social commentary, philosophical, mind-expanding songs on one album than anybody in the music industry ever put out, including Bob Dylan. And, hey, you won't know if that's true or not unless you go buy it and listen to it. You can get 29 seconds of each song at CD Baby Music Store. But get the whole songs, and you will be able to listen to the whole album because it's listenable music. I don't have any horrid songs on there. I have the other album, too, American Party Songs. And, of course, you know, just you're getting your freebies already. Just go to YouTube, and I've got all my things out there. I got I Want You to Be My Idol. I got Let Me Coach You On. I got Play Another Party Song. I Gotta Be Somebody. And it's Are You the Party in Kind, which is the song that you, you'll hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my show, and we're coming to the end of the show. And but just go to YouTube, you know. You'll hear the whole song, and you'll see the amazing video with it, Are You the Party in Kind. And then you'll have to decide, are you the party in kind, or aren't you the party in kind? Well, I am the party in kind. And then the last song at the end of my show every week is my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. I said I wrote the song, and then eventually I became somebody. More proof that you words and thoughts and ideas and hopes and wishes do come true. I was writing my own future when I wrote that song, and when I recorded it, I was a step closer to it. And it's out there on YouTube for free. What more do you want? It's also on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. Tell your friends they need to start, everybody needs to start coming together and put our love vibrations together and save ourselves, because the ETs are taking too damn long to get here and save us. So we need to be thinking about saving ourselves, and that requires actions. Enough talk, we need actions. Hey, and maybe you know somebody who likes to call in the radio shows. Tell them to call in with some important information next week. I'm looking to talk to people from the military, if possible. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to give you the countdown and take us out of here. And listeners, listen to the music and then go on YouTube and watch the videos. The two songs at the end, Are You the Party in Kind? You're just going to hear the guitar bit. And then I Gotta Be Somebody, my anthem. It could be your anthem, too. Listen to the words, then go on YouTube and watch the video. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta gotta be somebody, or how to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive or unknown. I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. Get it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.